Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Colin DeBott. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and it's going to be hot again today. Maybe not 113.
I think we made the headlines across the country as far as some of the hottest places in America.
Well, we made the headlines, too, in the San Francisco Chronicle that the pot is epidemic in Shasta County, in the state's parkland. But, you know, we've got somebody on the phone this morning from...
Well, hi, Frosty.
Oh, well, you know what? I am just totally out of it here today.
That's okay.
So, speaking of Frosty, here's Frosty. Good morning.
Hi.
You know, sometimes I go into these walkabouts, and the only person that pulls me back is my little soulmate here, Linda.
Good morning. Now let's go to the phones. How's that?
Okay. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. We're trying to keep it frosty here in the gym so people aren't afraid to come in and work out.
We were there this morning at 6 a.m. Hello.
Awesome. I already checked up on you. I knew you were here.
Yeah, we were slow. We were kind of sluggish, you know. I think we might have crawled around a little bit.
Hey, but you were here.
We came.
About halfway point, I just laid there.
Hey, so what's the tip of the day?
Well, work out smarter, not harder. You know, a lot of times people are afraid to even get started because they've tried it before and they've gotten injured. And, I mean, that really does happen, so they have a legitimate fear there. But my suggestion is not to not work out, but to work out smarter. Avoid injuries by listening to your body. Find out, you know, kind of determine, is this muscle pain or is this a pain that I need to, you know, take care of and then deal with it. The second thing is seek the help of a friend that's into training or a personal trainer that can help you build a balanced workout routine. A lot of people want to only do what they're good at, and they end up with an imbalanced routine that could lead to some problems. And then, the third thing is start out easy, start out light. There's no use putting a lot of stress on your joints when they're not ready to take it. And that's usually where people feel the problem is, in their shoulder or in their knees or in their back or something like that. And then use progression in your exercises. You know, don't start out with the hardest exercise. Start out with an easier form and slowly progress with the weight. Just progress everything. The research has actually shown that for beginners, one set of an exercise may be just as beneficial as two or three. So, you know, take it slow, easy, and you can avoid those injuries.
Can you tell us quickly, before we have to take a break, about how important hydration is? And that could be why you're getting muscle cramps.
Hydration is extremely important. I work out in the early morning or in the late evening if you're going to be outside. Start by drinking water before you even get started, and then drink, 8 ounces every 15 to 30 minutes or something while you're exercising or while you're working outside if you are in the heat. And then after you follow your exercise, continue to, drink regularly through the day so that you're just drinking before you even get thirsty. If you wait till you're thirsty, it's too late.
Well, great. We've been talking with Joe Adamson's from Adamson's Peak Performance. We always challenge our listeners, okay, you know what? Get fit. Come and join us 6 a.m. in the morning. They have this incredible circuit. So we challenge you all to get up in the morning and join us over there at 6. Thank you, Joe. Have a great day.
You guys have a good one, too.
All right.
Hey, this is Carl Linnabot on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402, but I guess you know that since they are all filled up. Charles, good morning.
Earlier this morning, Kelly read something about this million boat float.
Being organized by Oakley City Councilman Bruce Connolly.
Right. I tried to call the 411 operator this morning, gave me the phone number for Brentwood City Hall instead of anything having to do with Oakley, so I'm having a little trouble with that.
Okay, Kelly. Kelly's going to look that up for you.
Oh, and one other thing for the warm weather, and that is keeping before you head out to go anywhere, even if it's just an in-town errand, make sure you have an emergency drinking water supply handy.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a canteen or a 2-liter soda bottle filled with water.
But you should take the bottle in with you wherever you go, because if you leave it outside, you might as well just be licking plastic.
Well, you know,
I usually leave it in the back of my van.
Yeah, you know, it depends on it. It depends. You can buy these. You can buy these new types of water carriers that are made out of metal that, you know, are supposedly better for you, you know, with the water in there. Now, yesterday we saw a man running down the road in kind of like, it was almost like his, you know, he was wearing slacks and tennis shoes and a shirt, and he was carrying a gallon bottle of water with him as he was running down the road, you know, a plastic bottle. And it was the strangest thing, and we were looking, thinking that, well, maybe this was gas for a car or something, but no, it wasn't. But anyway, but that's right about hydrating. And we're going to try and find, did you get the number? Okay, the number is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see it. It's 925.
Right.
625-7000.
625-7000.
Yeah, that's the city of Oakley.
Right.
So, okay, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, and before we hang up, this is to protest the peripheral canal, I understand.
That's correct. That's what it's for. That they're talking about building there so they can steal more water.
Oh, absolutely. They want to do, I mean, it's Lake Owens all over again.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles.
All right.
Luigi, good morning. Buongiorno.
Hey,
buongiorno.
Blue Light here.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're over here at the Sons of Italy in America. We're having a big party this weekend, and we want to invite all you guys over there.
Okay, we need you to turn your radio down in the background so we can hear you better.
It's down.
There we go. Okay, now, so what's happening this, tell all our listeners what's happening this weekend.
Well, the Sons of Italy in America has put on a party out at Anderson River Park for the last 30 or 40 years. It's on Friday and Saturday outside at Anderson River Park. It's like a fair, and you just kind of wander around there, and there'll be music in the evening, 6 to 10, both Friday and Saturday, and they have the bocce ball tournament and a bunch of craft booths and stuff like that.
What time does the Lou White Band start to play?
6 o'clock.
Okay, ooh.
Oh, full sweaty heat, 6 o'clock.
That's going to be a lot of fun out there dancing at 110 degrees out there, Luigi.
That's right, just like in Afghanistan when you had the pack on and walking in the heat.
Yeah, well, that's true. So.
I hope you guys have outside showers.
Yeah, well, you kind of create your own shower.
Okay,
stand under
so
a tall
that's going
person.
To be Friday starting at what time?
Well, it's all day, Friday and Saturday.
All day, Friday and Saturday.
Paisano days.
Anderson.
Yep. Anderson River Park.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to relate a little story to you that happened to me last week. I went to pick up my car from the shop. Some repairs were being done. I ran into a young woman there who was also having her car repaired. And trying to make arrangements, she broke down on I-5 while traveling through. Anyway, she was trying to get a cab ride, and I offered her a ride back to the motel where she was staying. And it turns out she was traveling to Bend, Oregon from Texas, and her husband's in the Army and serving in Baghdad for on his second tour. Her car broke down, and her family were staying at the Motel 6, three young kids and the mother-in-law. So their car's being repaired here in town, but she had some friends come and retrieve her and her trailer full of her household goods. And my wife and I are trying to raise some funds to help get her car repaired because she said she wouldn't be able to come back and get it for a couple months until she got paid. So we're trying to raise money to help her out, and I was hoping maybe some of your listeners would be willing to pitch in.
Well, how should we do that? Should we give your phone number and have people contact you?
Well, I don't know what the protocol would be, but the shop up there said they would accept checks, you know, that were...
Okay, what's the name of the shop?
Northern Automotive.
Northern Automotive.
They're on Construction Way in here in North Red, and they're almost in Shasta Lake.
Uh-huh. Do you have a phone number for them?
Yes, 275-1475.
275-1475.
Right, and the woman's name is Meredith Browning. And Gary up there said he'd hold checks and up there with, you know, if they put them in the memo, you can make them out to him and put in the memo Meredith, or make them out to Meredith, or, you know, whatever.
How much do they owe?
Well, we don't know yet. It was a head gasket. That was a preliminary diagnosis, and that was probably going to be around $1,200. We've raised a few hundred dollars already.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, well, we've sent the word out right now. So it's Northern
right.
Automotive. Their phone number is 275-1475, and to put on the check for Meredith.
Right. I have a PayPal account. If people want to send it to there, I can forward it through.
I think just doing it that way is doing Northern Automotive. That way they've got a direct stand there, and it keeps you out of it. Then,
and bless you for your great citizenship, being a great American.
And we're showing appreciation for husband John, who's in Baghdad right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Don.
Okay, bye.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. This isn't what I called about, but as long as you guys brought it up, you remember that guy you said was jogging?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was out yesterday with a set of slacks and carrying a water jug?
That's what it looked like to us as we drove by.
It had to be filled full of vodka. He wouldn't have been out there. Otherwise,
it could be, I guess.
Anyway, what I called about, on the news here 3 or 4 days ago, a young police officer back east got 911 call and got made, I don't know that he made an arrest, but he investigated it, called for backup, followed procedure, did protocol as he should, and it seems that the fella had rented the house, but nevertheless, he was being belligerent and objectionable. I guess probably my question is, would Obama have gotten involved in that if the man wasn't black?
Well, you know, here's my take on this, is it shows inexperience. I guess that's the best word for saying it on our president's part. That when a question that he knew was coming, by the way, it wasn't a surprise question. He knew this question was coming. When you ask about something like this when it happened, that instead of saying, and he started off fine by saying, you know, I don't know all the facts of the case. At that point, the president of the United States should have said, and because I don't know all the facts of the case, I am not going to make any comments on it. You know, it's a local matter. I hope it's, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the all the facts will come out. Instead, what he said was that the police of Cambridge, Massachusetts acted stupidly, and which caused a firestorm, which is what Henry's talking about. And the thing is that if it had been, you know, it was a racially charged question that he should have avoided at that point. Not that he could have answered a thousand different ways than by calling the police stupid, because then he had to take it back. Because the police union, headed up by a black officer, police officer, came out fully in support of Sergeant James Crowley. So the president's inexperience showed right there. And by the way, Henry, it's not just on that, because yesterday he got all the doctors upset by saying they did unnecessary operations, like taking tonsils out. And that just got the AMA in a complete uproar. This was not a good week for President Obama.
Well, I don't know if the guy is just plain stupid
he's not stupid. I think that he makes. Yeah, I think that when he doesn't think as fast on his feet maybe as he should, and I think he doesn't choose his words as carefully as he should. I mean, he's the president of the United States. The thing that bothers me about this is that he took the opportunity to fire an insult at Crowley and his cops. You know, he says that even though that Crowley was an outstanding police officer and a good man, he still criticized the arrest of Gates. And I continue to believe that, you know, pulling Gates out of his home was an overreaction. But, you know,
Well, my question is, if Gates had been white, would there have been any problem?
Probably. You know what? It might have come up, but I doubt it. I don't know if there had been a problem. But, you know, what if the situation had been reversed? If it had been a black officer and a white professor, you know? So, I don't know. But here's my whole take on it, though, and I think this is what people should really be concerned about, is the president got into an argument in a local jurisdiction without knowing the facts, and he ran his mouth, and he shouldn't have, Henry. And we got to take a break. Thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, we've got about 20 seconds here. You know, but that's just, you know, indicative of some of the things that are happening. It's a little bit scary here. This is why the health care plan is having a big problem. The president is not able to articulate why we need to scrap a health system that 83% of the people are happy with and to spend $1 trillion on that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says is going to cost us even more. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yep, this is Carl and Lindebaugh here. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Well, the phones are lit up. Let's get to the phone line two.
Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, did Carl get a chance to read? I think it's somewhat disingenuous of Jim Nielsen when he called in the other day about, he said that they had taken and removed some of the Waste Management Board directors and moved them to another department or something. But did you get that print out of over 500 commissions and boards here in California?
You know, Bruce, I did get that, and I was thinking about, you know, some of them just, you know, like the Pacific Islanders Commission, and they're paying people to be on that. That was one of them, I think.
If you dig through there, who knows what? Yeah, we do know where they come from. They come from friends of politicians, and this is a retirement program for people that are termed out of office. But I thought that, and I called both his office and Arnst's office and asked them to give me a reason why none of these were brought up. I mean, there's got to be some of those out there that could be axed very easily rather than going after the old folks and the disabled and the people that they're going after. So anyhow, just wanted to bring that to you and let everybody out there know that they're over 500 plus. So,
and there are, but you know, there was something else too. Did you notice when I asked him about, what about this program that was wiped out that paid elderly people's property taxes?
Right.
And his answer to that was, that's legislation.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what's the rest of this stuff? But, you know, we got into the cutting of everything. But that was a program that I don't understand how that program gets cut out, because that could have a severe impact on elderly who can live in their homes by themselves. Yeah. I should say senior citizens that can live in the homes by themselves. But now they may lose those homes and have to go into care homes?
Well, there's two issues that really bug me. One of them is illegal immigration. That is illegal. And the other is when they don't want to have any documentary proof, like thumbprints on anything that people get in services. And those two areas it's just crazy that they don't want to enact something.
No, but
they are the fraud in our system.
Yeah, but yet they want my thumbprint if I buy ammunition.
You may even have to do it to do a check.
Yeah, they want my thumbprint if I buy, you know, ammunition. They got every bit of information in the world if I want to buy a weapon. But if I'm here illegally and I want some of these services, they can't even ask me about it.
Yep. Kind of makes you wonder what's the really underlying reason for all these politicians to get away from these hospitals.
Well, you know, the thing is that, and Honest has said this to me on two occasions, is that anything that has to do with people being here illegally, they can't even get it out of committee. Now, you know, I think hopefully the people of California wake up and say, look at the shape we're in because of the politicians that are in there now. It's time for a change.
Would you run that website for people out here in the listening world that they might all go on and print it out, the KGO, Bill Wattenberg?
Yeah, sure. What is it? KGON?
And then go to Bill Wattenberg.
Okay, KGON, Bill Wattenberg. Okay.
Wattenberg. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Thanks
a lot, Bruce.
You know, in the headlines.
Yes.
Shasta County has nearly equaled its record of 394,375 plants.
Marijuana plants.
Seized last year, despite having only one full-time sheriff sergeant and five part-timers available to patrol for marijuana.
Well, that's what they're saying, is that Shasta County is now becoming the pot capital up here, and because of the cut in the sheriff's departments and the police.
Trinity County has gone from 20 to 13 sheriff officers, so there's not anyone available. Patrol 3,200 square miles, mostly forested countryside, where they're growing the pot. I mean, this is...
Multi-million-dollar business out
this
there.
This is from the San Francisco Chronicle front page, folks.
Yeah.
And then on A9, it's got just an overhead about, you can see it from the helicopters. Do you know the purple buds? The purple budded plants can draw up to $3,500 a plant.
Wow.
And they're talking about the cartels can let the illegal immigrants come over here for $100 a day, and they're usually paying off their what they call their coyote debts. And the money's being used for other illegal operations like smuggling guns and methamphetamines.
Of course.
So it's this huge problem. I don't know what we're going to do about this. I mean, we know that we think that it's okay for, legal marijuana for medicinal purposes.
Medicinal purposes, okay, but hangnails and, I have a stress attack today.
Well,
PMS.
So. It's still minimalized.
It is. But the thing is, too, is that, the sheriffs and the police aren't going after mom and pop who've got 6 or 7 plants in their backyard, or even 10 or 12. They're going after these guys because this is a multi-million dollar business, and these drug cartels are from out of the country, and they're taking this money out of the country. And it's not like it's staying here and being taxed. And then, like they said, they're using it for weapons, using it for meth. They're using it to arm their gangs.
Not only that, let's just talk about environmental damage.
Well, yeah.
And it's saying huge. That the growers are so brazen that they often return to replant the crops in the same plots that were recently raided. So what it's doing, it's causing extensive environmental damage, of course, by the clear cutting of forests, damming up the creeks, and polluting public land with pesticides and trash. So what do you do when you find these guys? What do you think how do we handle this? The people who are patrolling, there have gone down to a force of, 2 or 3? How do you do this?
Well, they get together with other law enforcement agencies, but the bottom line is this. You got the governor saying, well, maybe we should legalize this. You've got a bill in the state assembly saying that we need to legalize this, legalize marijuana. You've got police out there saying, hey, we've lost the battle. Maybe it's time to take a step back and take a look at legalizing marijuana, taxing it just like you would alcohol and cigarettes. And then two things you do with that, according to that side, is that you wipe out the illegal growers. There's no reason, there's the profit's gone. Because California is the top smoking area in the United States, but the top growing area, too.
So you're saying you control where you're growing it, because what's happening is it's being grown in the forest, it's ruining the habitat. So that's the biggest issue right now for all of us it's killing our habitat.
Yeah, but you can go back in the other side too and talk about marijuana is just something else you're putting in your system that's harmful, just like alcohol and tobacco. And I tell you, here's where I mean, and don't think I'm looking down the line here. You start looking at your national health plan. That when they can tell you that because you're on that government insurance, that guess what? You have got to stop smoking. You have got to stop drinking. And, of course, you can't use drugs. So, I mean, people that think, well, this is a freedom I should be able to have because if you can drink alcohol, why can't I smoke weed? Gosh, gee, all the phone lines are all lit up. Edith, good morning.
Hey. Well, I see it going this way. They're going to legalize pot and ban cigarettes. So everybody just might as well quit smoking cigarettes and start smoking pot, because they're going to make pot legal and cigarettes illegal.
Let me tell you a funny story. I've got a friend that's a policeman, or he's a retired policeman now. He was walking through the Reading Park, and some guy was over there smoking marijuana. So, that's a ticketable offense. I think it cost you $20. I don't know what it was. He walks over to him to give him the ticket. The guy jumps up and starts running. Well, now he's running, so he's saying, well, maybe something else going on. So he's chasing him, and the guy takes the marijuana in the baggies, and he's throwing it up. He throws it on the ground, So the policeman catches him, he scoops up the marijuana, catches him, he says, that's all the guy had. He said, I just didn't want to get a ticket. And he says, well, not only are you going to get a ticket for the marijuana, you're going to get one for littering, which is $250, which is more expensive than the marijuana. So you're right. This is, Edith, the world's turned upside down.
Well, what else is new?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been going on our way to standing on our head for a while, but I mean, it just, you've got to the point now where, I mean, you've got big businesses that say you can't smoke on the property, and it's butted right up to City of Reading, and City of Reading says you can't smoke on their property. I mean, I'm just waiting, but yet you can chew and spit and do everything else on City of Reading.
Well,
I mean, come on. I mean, how many people walk through the City of Reading parks not even realizing that half the people in town chew, and you're wandering through somebody's old saliva?
Oh,
I mean, I'd rather be walking across somebody's cigarette butt than somebody's oral. You know, just, I'm sorry.
Oh, I really,
but you guys have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah, that got us going here. Okay, thanks, Edith.
The visual of not walking barefoot on the grass of the park. Anyway, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We got to take a break. KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. KQMS phone lines are all busy. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're
pretty
great.
Good.
Hey, a couple of things. We sure have some idiots in this state and also as representatives in Sacramento. They fight tooth and nail against the smell of cigarettes, about anybody smoking cigarettes, and how bad it is for your health. Man, and then want to put marijuana legal? This is insane. And if they think that making it legal for everybody to grow their own pot, if this is going to stop the cartel, it isn't. They're going to go ahead and grow it, and they're going to take it to other states and sell it. That's not going to shut them off. I can guarantee that.
Well, you know, that's a real good point. I had not thought of that one. Is that it doesn't make any difference what California does, because they still need a large amount. Now, here's the thing, though, is if it's legal to grow it here in California, if it becomes however they do it, then you've got, you know, like a cottage industry that have gotten government licenses to grow marijuana, or they can just even better. Can you imagine having the prisons grow it with the prisoners, so that now you've got a kind of a government cartel doing it? So they actually were making money. The prisoners are working. And then we could export our marijuana to the rest of the United States.
And they're learning
learning a trade.
Yeah, they're learning a trade.
There you go. Yeah, but, you know, they're not going to get any
this
taxes
is so
out of
screwed
this
up.
Thing, you know. They're choking off all the cigarette taxes. People are getting their cigarettes from other states.
Yeah, I know. And they're going to do the same thing. They're doing I know. You know what? Let's all go to Idaho.
Got to do something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Bill.
Have a great day.
You bet. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
You too. I wanted to call in and just make a comment about the radio station.
Sure.
And I am so pleased that we have access to a station that allows conservative viewpoints. If it didn't, we would be up the proverbial creek without a canoe. And the reason I'm calling is in the last several weeks, I've heard some criticisms of national radio personalities, as well as yesterday a local person who was on the station in the past. And I just wanted to give an opinion. I think the people like Limbaugh and Hannity, they do the input and I believe pave the way and butter the bread for local radio personalities. I think these guys give us a perspective on the nation at large. You two can focus on national things, but also the local. And I don't think one can go without the other. And I just wanted to mention, over the years we've been here, I used to listen to Ray Roberts and Steve. And Steve sometimes would drive me crazy with his viewpoints. But I'll tell you what, we don't need to fear someone who disagrees with us. And in fact, I think it adds some pizzazz to the station. And Ray sometimes was feisty, maybe even got a little bit arrogant at times. But, boy, the two together were great. And I just want you to know I'm calling because I thought, well, if everybody wants to criticize, maybe from the station's perspective they think that's the majority opinion. And I thoroughly enjoy Limbaugh. I think he gives a broad perspective. If they get to blowvating, we can do something else. But just wanted you two to know, appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the national picture also.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Karen.
This is what's great about talk radio.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing about local talk radio is that without that, and there is no voice out there. I mean, you could bring in, you know, Limbaugh for 8 hours a day. And you know, or the rest of them.
We encourage you to call in and disagree. I mean, start the rap.
Yeah.
Get it going.
And the thing also is that this is what this show is about, is for our local audience, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people out there.
It's your voice.
Anyway.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. Free Fire Radio, 221-1402. We're taking your calls, and we'll see you on the other side. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Classic Cafe, KLASSIQUE.
Ring the bell.
Love this place, Athens Avenue. It's over by the barbershop.
That's right. We're doing a shout-out today for Classic Cafe.
These are sisters that own home-cooked food. And they, when you walk in there, it's everything military.
On the walls.
Through the years, their appreciation and respect. And you'll see guys in there that are World War II, Pearl Harbor guys. You'll just see, it's wonderful. Anyway, every Friday night they do, once a month I think they do like a special dinner. So this Friday is going to be liver and onions, catfish, meatloaf, fried chicken, Yankee pot roast,
yeah.
New York steak.
You name it, it's there.
Yeah.
They do fundraisers for veterans organizations and stuff. And, you know, when somebody sends us into us, again, it's if we can give something back to the community by helping people that have helped our community, we're going to do that. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Morning. What's on your mind?
At the beginning of the program, you were discussing exercise, workouts, and hikes and so on.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is it more beneficial to exercise every day or exercise, say, 3 times a week and rest the muscles the rest of the days? And I'll take your response off the air.
Thank you. Well, you know, it depends. If you're, I think a lot of it depends on your age.
But you do boot camp.
You do it every day. But see, you're just doing a lot of cardiovascular stuff. So cardiovascular, you can increase your heart rate. And, you know, you can do that, you know, several days in a row. But you should get rest so that your muscles can refurbish themselves and reconstitute. A lot of times you see weightlifters and people doing different things. They use different muscle groups in their bodies. They may use legs one day. They may use back and shoulders the next. They may use biceps, triceps. So they can work out every day, but they're not working out the same group. Now, you know, if you're doing cardiovascular, like I said, you could do that every day. And then heavier work, you do have to let yourself rest. But the big thing, though, is everybody should get out there a minimum of 3 days a week and work out for a half an hour, or even go every day for a walk for 30 minutes. That's going to make a huge difference in your health.
And we're not talking just about shopping, pushing a shopping cart.
No,
we're talking about a concentrated effort of a 30-minute walk. And because it's hot out, it's perfect to get up early in the morning when the birds are out, and it's a great time to go. Or take a yoga class. I mean, some people are afraid of the word yoga. It doesn't mean you're going to twist me in a pretzel. There's beginning yoga classes that are all about strengthening and stretching and deep breathing. And let me tell you, I can guarantee you by the time you walk out of a yoga class, you feel like you've got the dark cloud or the foggy minded, place that you might have been is really cleared, because of the oxygen that gets inside your system. And that, I think, is the great benefit of working out, at least 5 days a week. I too think you should rest and restore.
Get lots of liquid.
Yeah.
Especially during the summer. I mean, force liquid. If you're thirsty, if you get thirsty, it's too late. Your body already needs it. So you should be drinking a lot of liquid before you get thirsty. Okay, today, what did we talk about today? We talked about legalizing marijuana. We talked about racial politics at the president's level, where you made a huge mistake. This is not a good week for the President Obama. And by the way, here's a man who's been riding a great deal of public approval. And according to Rasmussen, who is a very respected pollster, the president's popularity has really taken a beating. It's down 10 points. He's down, I think, now below 50%.
Well, he's got a lot to deal with.
Well, you know what? He's taken on a lot of projects here, and I think people are taking a step back and saying, are these as well thought out as we think,
well,
or is this just a way to push something through?
When you move in fast and you move in hard, like that, like the administration has, people are a little taken back by that.
Well, they are, because he hasn't yet to articulate exactly what he wants his health care plan to be. It's 1,100 pages. And I tell you what, I've had people send me emails that they've gone through every page in this. And as an example, page 62 of the health care bill, the health choices commissioner will choose your health care benefits for you. You have no choice. You know, we're going to be talking about it later on this week. We've got a number of guests coming this week, including the Gold Diggers on Friday. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?